For once in my life, I'm desperate to talk on the phone. I usually have a strong aversion to phone-assisted discourse, but as I lie on my hard hospital bed, twisting the edge of my threadbare gown in my fingers, it's taking every bit of willpower I possess not to call my best friend Diana and give her an earful of freakout. But the sign on the wall of my emergency room cubicle clearly states, "No cell phone use allowed." And this is Diana's wedding night. She's probably already home in bed, celebrating her happily ever after with copious amounts of hot sexy times. I don't want to ruin her once-in-a-lifetime evening with a panicked call from the ER. Dee is like a sister to me. And like a sister, she would drop everything to come sit by my hospital bed, no matter how vehemently I would beg her to stay home. Besides, I'm fine. The baby is fine. I'm still waiting for the ultrasound tech, but I swear I can feel baby in there, safe and strong. And the fact that the baby daddy I've been trying to track down for the past 6 weeks is Diana's new husband's teammate is a bombshell that can wait until after Dee's back from her romantic weekend in the mountains. Considering I haven't even told her I'm pregnant, the combined explosiveness of all this news would be too much for my bestie to digest without a meltdown. I would ruin her wedding weekend, and I am determined not to ruin anything else. I've already jabbed a stick into the spokes of the bicycle of my life, instigating a major wipeout. The very least I can do is to refrain from raining on my oldest friend's parade. "Hello again!" The pink-cheeked nurse, Sunny, who's been taking excellent care of me since my arrival, breezes back through the door, holding it open for the slim blonde man behind her to wheel in a portable ultrasound machine. "Ed here is going to help us check on baby's heartbeat. If you'll pull the sheet down to your hips, lie back, and lift your gown." "Thanks so much." I smile as I hurry to obey directions. Like most nurses I know, I would rather chew off my arm than be a difficult patient. I'm so excited to see her. I haven't had a peek since the day I found out I was pregnant. And that was just a tiny flashing light.
"So you're having a girl?"
Ed asks, as he squeezes a dollop of cool ultrasound gel on my lower abdomen. "I don't know for sure," I confess. "But all the women in my family have girls, so..."
12 weeks might be too early to make a definitive call.
Ed squints at the monitor as he swirls the wand through the gel, applying light pressure.
"But we'll see if we can get a pink or blue read while we're at it. Let's see here."
I press my lips together, an anxious, metallic taste filling my mouth as Ed hunts for the heartbeat. Yes, deep in my bones, I feel certain that my daughter is fine. But sometimes my bones lie. Sometimes my bones tell me that my beloved Blue Jays are going to win the World Series this year, even though Toronto hasn't made it to the playoffs since I was in kindergarten. Sometimes my bones insist that the promotion I've been gunning for is in the bag, only to learn that I've been laid off, the latest victim of nationwide healthcare cutbacks. And sometimes my bones swear that the man I love is going to stop playing games with my heart and make a long-term commitment when, unbeknownst to me, he's already married to someone else. In fact, he has been married to this woman for 10 years. 6 years longer than he and I have been dating. Ed makes an unhappy sound low in his throat, pulling my thoughts back to the present. Is everything okay? My pulse throbs heavily in my throat, trapped between my neck and clenched jaw. Please don't let me be wrong about baby, I silently plead. Let my stupid bones get at least this one, oh, so important thing right.
Everything's fine, Ed murmurs, still scowling. But the cord is in the way. I can't get a good angle. Looks like we're not going to be able to tell the sex this time.
Sunny and I exhale audibly at the same moment, and she laughs. Jesus, Ed, she says, slapping the tech lightly on the arm. You're supposed to be reassuring her, not giving her a heart attack to go with a fainting spell.